Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we get together and talk about what's happening behind the scenes in the world of sports. I'm Michael Horn, but the true star of our show is the gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, Michael Horn. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred.
I took some time off last week.
What were you doing?
Well, the fires were around my house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that I know that lives in the west side of L.A. had their stories to tell about the fires and about what they were doing. And I got up that morning. A friend of mine called me, and it's about 7 o'clock, and he said, "Have you seen what's going on over at Skirball?" And I said, "No." He says, "Turn the TV on." So I turned on the TV, and that place right down the street from me, I often take the Mulholland Skirball exit, and that place was under siege, and it was the wind was blowing it east my way. So I had to stay home that day and make sure that I'd be there if someone knocked on my door.
What goes through your mind when you're putting that stuff together? Because I've been there before, and I looked around. I try to get my important papers first and then maybe photographs, that kind of thing. What went through your mind?
Well, the terrible thing is certainly the threat of having to leave,
right,
while you didn't know if your house was on fire.
Yeah.
So they knock on your door and saying, "The fire is not too far away. We got to get you out of here. So take off, and we'll let you know what happens." And then sometimes you come back and everything's okay, and sometimes you come back and it's not. And for the people that it's not, it was just painful to watch. Entire week, there was just nothing but testimonials by people who had lost literally everything.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in that situation.
Yeah, well, you had that problem.
Yeah, I was actually earlier in the year in September. And, and then a second time coming up, my daughter had to evacuate prior to you having to evacuate. So it's really something. I want to remind you that we do this show every week at this time, and Fred Dreyer is here. You go to his new website, freddreyer.co, and you got your movie up there.
Highway 395, freddreyer.co. It's a great gift. People are buying it now, picking up on it. It's a great Christmas gift.
So check it out. You can go there to freddreyer.co and order it up, download it, have it right there for you.
Yeah.
freddreyer.co.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the football legend. And so you're saying Jerry Jones, are he and Roger Goodell making nice? Is that what's going on? Jerry's got input on the compensation package. Is that the deal now for Roger Goodell?
Well, they've got to decide. NFL. You know, Jerry and a handful of his people have to decide, you know, the committee that sits down and negotiates with the commissioner for a salary. And along with that, the duties of what this commissioner is doing. And normally they give him more. The more they pay him, the more leeway, the more responsibility they put on him. And my opinion is, I think we've talked about this, is that the commissioner, that position, it reflects that there is no communication from the 32 owners to the commissioner, to the media, to the fans. And when stuff like this happens with the players kneeling and all that stuff, when that stuff happens, there's nobody grabbing the reins to make people feel as though they're in charge. And that's what they got to fix.
No leadership.
Well, there it is.
No leadership.
And it's always that word.
And you've become friends with Roger Goodell. You and he chat from time to time. I've watched you guys do it on the sidelines. This was the last time you chatted was before all this foolishness this year with the kneeling with the NFL. But it's like, you know, it seemed like he had leadership when he brought the Rams to L.A. and he wants to make it work and that kind of thing. But it's gotten off on kind of a tangent here now with the kneeling. And Jerry Jones, I think, upset by this. And I think the kneeling affected the Dallas team. They've kind of started to put it back together and they've won a couple. They still have a shot maybe at the playoffs. But I think that sort of breaks the team apart sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it can. You know, once people sense, once players look, the league and the players and the association are so comfortable because of this of the Jewish penicillin. You know, the chicken noodle soup, the money, the terms and conditions of the money, and how you play. The integrity of the sport has been abused. And it's one thing to give people a lot of money, but when you give the wrong people too much money for circumstances that remove them from any responsibility of their job description, you got a very big problem there. And the National Football League used to come together as players. The association used to come together and decide what's best for us, what's best for the people concerned. Well, not only are there just present-day players that need to be taken care of. There's past players, because after all, we're all going to be past players at some point in time. So it's a family. Well, as I said to you before, under the Gene Upshaw's philosophy, and you know, Gene's not around here to defend himself. He was. I'd have him on the show.
In charge of the players' union.
He was in charge of the relationship between ex-players and the present-day players. And he's the one that told present-day players, I'm not acknowledging these guys. All the money I'm negotiating, setting up for you guys is going to go to you. But in terms of you guys receiving that money, you're going to have to understand there's not going to be any bitching, any moaning, any groaning. You're going to show up. You're not going to strike. You're going to get all of this stuff out of your head. You're going to get guaranteed money. And you're not going to get all your contracts guaranteed, but if you get $100 million, you might get $60 million of it guaranteed, and they can cut you, you know, after a period of time, and as long as they give you your money. You can still get cut. General manager can walk in and say, you know, I know we're paying you $22 million a year. We've already paid you $60. We owe you another $40. $30 of that's not guaranteed. So we're going to ask you to renegotiate that part of your contract. Otherwise, we're going to cut you. And so they can do that anytime. And turn around and take your money and give it to the guy sitting next to you. So
the union can do that if they want to, right?
That's what the union signed the contract to say, yeah, we agree with that. Gene Upshaw said, that's a good deal. We'll take that deal. Well, yeah, he doesn't want to drive a hard bargain. We tried to get in the years that we strikes that we went through and the negotiations we went through
when you were playing.
Yes, it was that what we wanted was the baseball deal.
What was that? What was the baseball deal?
That was Marvin Miller.
Free agency.
Marvin Miller who came up and just said, you know, you get paid guaranteed money for the years that you're there. At the end of that contract, you're a free agent. You get to go somewhere else. He said, well, wait a minute. You're taking away compensation from the ownership, so there has to be a penalty. We said, no, we want the baseball deal. And as a matter of fact, I raised my hand and said, you know, this was in 75 when Marvin Miller was carving out that incredible baseball retirement package in the Players Association, the deal with the owners. And so I said, let's hire him. And, you know, we told, Ed Garvey, who was our attorney, he was a crook. And he's the guy who said, no, we don't want that. Well, we want the best guy, which means you have to step aside. That guy should have said, I'm going to go out and get Marvin Miller to redo this contract for you guys, and that'll be great, and I'll be here if you need me, blah, blah, blah. He said no. He didn't want to do that. He got rid of Marvin Miller, and he put the players into this half-assed deal that has, in my view, worked to erode the standards and practices of the National Football League.
Wow. So because they didn't go and put that good, strong deal together, this is what we have today on this.
Yes. You now have a contract with players that exclude their comrades. You know, I can be on a team with three or four guys today, and then they go into retirement, or they get cut, or they get fired, or they get injured, and they're no longer playing, and now they're ex-players. Well, those guys are like 15 minutes removed from the benefits of being a player, and now no benefits. And that's wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong, because you need to take care of your own, and that's what they do, at least in Major League Baseball. Doing in the NFL.
They sure did. They did that in baseball and hockey. They do it. And they do it in every sport
and
except
Goodell
for pro
could
football.
Step in on this thing and make it work if he wanted to.
Well,
right?
Goodell could say to the owners, I think it would be a great idea, you know, when we're negotiating with the Players Association, in this case, it's Dee Maurice Smith, who took over for Upshaw. Here's what we're going to do. You know, I think, you know, if you're going to get 53% of all monies coming in from television revenue to exploit the product of NFL football globally, then the players get 53% and they get to cut it up any way they want it, then I think that a percentage of that money that we give to the present-day players should mandatorily go to ex-players. And that would help them tremendously. And they don't do it. They just tell them to go F off. And that's what literally, those are the words they use when it comes to, hey, you going to do anything for ex-players? And they say F off.
That's
what they say.
Well, as far as Jerry Jones and Goodell go, after they had their meeting this week, Goodell said, my relationship with Jerry has been great. Don't always agree. But again, I think that's what the strength of our league is. And he says, we have our differences, but we work together to resolve those differences. So Jerry Jones submitted a resolution allowing him to address Goodell's contract extension, and they did. And he says, I know how much Roger Goodell loves the National Football League, and he should love it even more after now, meaning with this contract possible extension.
Well, just keep this in mind before we go. The ownership should tell the Players Association, you're getting money.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Courtney Cadera, our crack
producer.
Producerette.
She also produces the show besides our crack producer.
Yes. She just
her business on the side. Yeah. I'm sorry, no one
She
knows.
Just dropped a big wad of
And she brought
fan
you some mail, too.
Some wad of fan mail from you folks out there, and I sure appreciate your interest and the time you take out to contact me. I am trying my best, and I will say this. You know, most of the cards and letters I get and the requests for autographs and photographs and all that stuff is great. But to help you out, you must send a self-stamped address envelope.
To get the picture back to you or whatever.
To get what I'm sending you back. And if you've got something you want me to sign, put it in there so all I do is undo it, I read your letter, and I sign it the way you want, and I stamp it, and I put it in the mail and get it right back to you. Anything where you have to put it aside and say, okay, put a special stamp on there, it probably is not going to get done.
Yeah, and it's probably the same postage that you're spending to get the letter to us or whatever.
Yeah, so
self-addressed stamped
envelope.
Keep
the cards and letters coming, but please acknowledge the request to...
Are we using a post office box or are we using a street address on these letters these days?
Well, it's just your street address.
It's a street address.
9135 Alabama.
There you have it. In Chatsworth, California.
That's Chatsworth, yeah.
91311. You can do it.
91311.
Let's do a little baseball news if we can. So Dave Roberts, who was the manager of the year last year, not this year, but he went into the World Series with the Dodgers and got them all the way up to Game 7, and then Houston beat the Dodgers. Anyway, he's talking about the rookie of the year for the National League this year, Cody Bellinger, and he says this kid is versatile. He said he could be playing more often in the outfield the next season if Adrian Gonzalez, the first baseman, is healthy. Now, how is Adrian Gonzalez? He had a bad back, didn't he?
Yeah, he has a bad back, and if his back is back,
he could be okay.
He should be all right.
He's got one more year on his contract, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's his last year.
Yeah. So,
but if he's okay, fine, it's great, and he can help him on first base, which frees people up to move people around, which means that you're going to have a platooned outfield. That's what it means.
Well, they were doing that this year anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, you're trying to get, the right people playing in the right spots. Center field.
Bellinger's good there.
You know you're going to get back Tolles.
Yeah.
You're going to get him back.
Going to get him. He was injured this year.
So you're going to have about six.
Yep.
You're going to have two outfielders per outfield.
You got Puig out there still, right?
Yeah, he's probably your right fielder. And center field is up for grabs, or I should say Taylor is probably the center fielder. And then left field, who's going to be? Someone said that that Ethier was planning on coming back to the Dodgers.
Well, we'll see if he's healthy. He may be back too. Cody Bellinger last season here, this last year, made 83 starts at first base, 43 in the outfield. He played all three positions out there. He says, Dave Roberts said about Cody, we have a lot of versatility, he said, and he's at Tuesday's baseball winter meeting. He says Cody is right up there as far as versatility. By the way, Bellinger, 267, 39 homers, 97 RBIs, and 132 games as a rookie this year. So the Dodgers, bad news. They lost their, maybe one of their better relievers. Brandon Morrow has been picked up as a free agent signed by the Cubs.
Yeah, he's 33. Going to be 34. He went to the Cubs, and the Dodgers are blessed because they do have people that can take his place.
The Cubs have agreed to a 2-year deal with the Brandon Morrow, and they haven't confirmed it yet, the signing of it yet, but the deal's worth $21 million. It includes a $12 million vesting option for 2020, and as you mentioned, he's 33, pitched for the Dodgers last year, had a 2.06 ERA, two saves in 45 games. He was kind of the setup guy.
Yeah, he was good and reliable, and he could throw 100.
Yeah, it was very good, I thought.
Yeah, now you're going to have, what's his name? What's that kid's name? Walker? I don't know. It's the new rookie kid who throws.
Texas Ranger?
Yes. Texas Ranger.
Proud of myself on that one.
Yeah, good.
He pitched, I think, for the Astros.
Yeah,
Walker,
he's gonna be, I think, in a starting lineup this year, too. Their starting rotation is going to lighten up a little. By the way,
yes,
next year, Clayton Kershaw can opt out.
After next season, right?
Yeah.
So he's got one season here, then he can opt out if he wants to.
At the end of this coming season.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, you never can tell what happens with people.
Well, you never can tell, but come on.
I don't know. I don't know what he, I don't know what he
the
thinks.
Dodgers. He's supposedly the best pitcher in baseball, well, but has well, he yet to win?
Well,
he did win a postseason game. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, remember, he has an opportunity to stay in Texas, where his family is from and where he's from, and he might just say, you know what, I'm 30. I think I'd like to stay home now.
Speculation from the one and only Fred Dreyer. More of that to come. Stay with us right here in the Sports Lounge. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Talking a little baseball news here. So this Giancarlo Stanton deal, he's going to, everybody thought he was going to maybe the San Francisco Giants, maybe the St. Louis Cardinals. Miami wanted to, the Marlins, where Stanton was playing, wanted to get rid of some of that that dollar figure there from the contract. So he is, I guess he's going to go to the New York Yankees now, Fred Dreyer. That's where he's headed. They signed up Giancarlo Stanton. 10-year, $295 million contract, which did include a player opt-out after 2020.
Yeah. Pujols signed a similar contract.
Wow.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, you're going to get these guys, after about 5 years, they're going to turn into old men. They're going to flatten out, and I think it's bad baseball. I think it's bad. I think all owners, if I was an owner, a competing owner, certainly, I would be very upset with them blowing out the salary structure the way they've done it. It doesn't do anything to be carrying a guy. You know what's going to happen. After 5 years, about 5 years, you're going to get a guy who's sour.
Well, this is the final 2 years of this deal that he had with Miami. He had this 10-year, $295 million contract, which included an opt-out after 2020. And so the Marlins had agreed to a trade with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Giants. And then when Stanton said he would waive his no-trade clause, Stanton declined. And then he said, you can say that and expect me to jump if it's not the right situation for me, according to Stanton. He said, it doesn't matter what the dynamic was. You're not going to force me to do anything regardless. It was said so. It was definite. I thought of something that I was going to have to deal with. He thought he was going to be with the Marlins. Instead, the Yankees come along. They acquire Stanton at a discounted price. They gave up Starlin Castro and two single-A players. And the Marlins have also sent $30 million to the Bronx. So this may work out okay for the Yankees, don't you think? Because it's just the last 2 years of the contract.
Well, I mean, let me ask you.
Yes.
I mean, he's under contract.
Yes, to the Marlins, he was.
Under contract. And so when they traded him to the Yankees, do they tear up the rest of the contract?
No, I think it's still going on here, it looks like. Well, but they may sign a new one.
Well, they have to inherit. What they're doing is that the Marlins are saying, we'll help you pay for him. So they're sending $30 million of whatever $295, to sweeten the deal, so they get rid of him. They want him gone from the Marlins.
See, the Yankees, they say, would not have traded for Stanton unless they could still fall under the luxury tax threshold of $197 million for the 2018 season, which will cut their tax rate on salaries from 50%. So sources have said that Stanton's contract will cost around $22 million for luxury tax purposes, and that will allow the Yankees to possibly re-sign free agent C.C. Sabathia, maybe acquire another pitcher. And this is the second time the Yankees have acquired a major league home run leader following a season which they hit the most as a team. So,
well, that's the reason that's the reason the Marlins are also sending $30 million to the Bronx.
There you go, to kind of cut that amount of money down for the last part of those contracts. The Yankees acquired Babe Ruth from the Red Sox back in 1919. That marked the only other time in the previous season's home run leading team traded for the reigning home run champion. So is this going to be history repeating itself on the Yankees?
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
What do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, it's there's so much money out there, and the Yankees and Dodgers and the Red Sox and all these big teams have their own network, They're a very viable media consortium, conglomerate, as well as a baseball team. They have their own broadcast, their own advertising. They have their own way of doing things. Plus, you know, they get you at the gate, and they do a great job entertaining you. But at the same time, you're going to wind up paying for their big hitters.
That's it.
And they can do it, and it's fine. But you know, it really defines the other teams in a negative light, I think.
Well, apparently, the new manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone, he's going to look what he's got there. He's got Aaron Judge now hitting home runs, and he's got Stanton out there.
It'll be fun for everybody. It'll be fun for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. But, man, look at Albert Pujols. He's just an old man who's now relegated to, being a designated hitter. And supposedly now with Ohtani, Japanese hitter.
That's right.
They're going to now make him play first base more.
You know, what's the deal with this Ohtani guy? He's signed with the Angels now, and he's a pitcher, and he's a great hitter on top of that. Am I correct on this?
Yes, he had to go to the American League because he can DH. He can DH and pitch. But if you've got your starting pitcher out there, it's like putting Hershiser. Kershaw out in center left field
and playing him every game, and then he's got to pitch.
Playing him every game, and then he has to come in.
So it's got to be an American
League
team.
So he has to be an American League team so he can at least just take some bats and sit down.
So that's what he would do. So this guy will bat every game as a DH, possibly most games, and maybe then he pitches every fifth day. Is that the deal?
Yeah, probably every fifth or seventh, depends on Japanese, they have a different work structure.
They'll work like crazy. By the way, all you got to do if you want to get involved in this is follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him FredDreyer@crntalk.com, or go to Fred's new website, FredDreyer.co, FredDreyer.co.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our smart fares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call smart fares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Back in the Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. So this Shohei Ohtani, he had comparisons. They've compared him to Babe Ruth because Babe was both a hitter and a pitcher, and he's expected to do both, as you mentioned, Fred, as a DH. And apparently Mike Trout helped get him to the Angels. He wooed him over there. They couldn't meet in person because Mike Trout's getting married. But Mike Trout was in touch with Ohtani via FaceTime, and they tweeted out the emoji of two eyes. And there was also left fielder Justin Upton, who shared his thoughts via Twitter. So this is going to be a big deal over there. And the Rangers very upset because they were hoping they'd pick up this Japanese superstar like they did Yu Darvish, who was their great pitcher and then who later came to the Dodgers and destroyed the team's hopes of a World Series. Well, yeah. It was the rest of the team as well, too. But what can I say? Games could have gone any way you want to. The Angels will have to pay $20 million posting fee to Ohtani's previous club. That's the Nippon Ham Fighters. And they're really, they'd be able to buy some hams with that.
Yeah. And the you know, and their farm team, the Baconettes.
I could tell something was brewing in there. There was some line coming up. Is that their farm team? Is the Baconettes?
Yeah, that's the Baconettes.
That's good. So anyway, you've never gone to Japan and watched the game. You're a tall, strapping young guy right here, and I mean they would be walking.
Well, that's
all
one of the reasons they don't want me over.
That's
because
what I'm thinking.
I look over the fence.
That's you can see.
I can see the game for nothing.
So anyway, so Ohtani will be under the Angels' contractual control for 6 years.
Oh boy,
boy. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, Ohtani was 3-2 with a 3.20 ERA this year, slowed by thigh and ankle injuries.
Uh-oh,
I don't know. That doesn't sound good. Why don't they read that? Should be the beginning of the story, right?
Thigh and ankle injuries. If he's going to be playing out in the outfield, which he may or may not.
But hopefully, no, it'll be DH,
well,
what they say.
Maybe.
But he's still got. He's a thought to be a surefire big league pitching prospect on him, so we'll
with
see.
With a bad thigh.
He hit .332 in 65 games, 8 homers and 31 RBIs last year. So we'll see.
With a bad thigh.
All right, so now LeVar Ball and his sons are back in the news.
Yeah, the three dwarfs.
That's the LeVar is the father, and then you got LiAngelo, who's one of the sons, and then LaMelo also. Yeah, he's considered one of the top prep guards in the country. And LaMelo previously pulled out of Chino Hills High School after repeated disagreements between his father, LeVar, and the administration coaching staff. And LiAngelo was playing for UCLA. He was pulled off that team by the father again. Didn't like that going on. And the other guy, he's playing on the Lakers there. Am I right?
Yeah.
There's three boys.
Yeah, that other guy.
The Bell
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, the Bell boys.
I think that's the Ball boys.
Ball boys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got these – he's signed these two kids up, you know, to now go over to Lithuania.
Is that where they're going to play now? Is that the deal?
Lithuania.
Yeah.
And, you know, the commie, they're going to play some commie basketball.
Yeah.
They're going to play some commie basketball. And those commies are going to...
Well, I don't think... Lithuania is not communist. They're out of the communist union there.
And they're going to pay those are going to be an infiltration of commies.
No, it's just
that
the Lithuanian team.
They're
not communist anymore.
And then they're going to pound these two dopes into a square puddle.
You don't think they're going to like them?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because they're idiots.
So you think that the Lithuanians will not put
show
up with
this?
You think they'll go shoplifting in Lithuania?
These corkscrew haircuts in purple and green, different colors.
Well, they like their basketball.
Oh,
if they play well and win, you know, I can.
Here's the other thing.
Yes.
You know, the exploits of the father, LeVar.
Yes.
You know, telling the president to go pump sand that he didn't believe that, that the president put up any money, so why should I thank him, you know? That guy.
Well, LiAngelo Ball said he didn't want to thank Donald Trump during an appearance this last Wednesday.
Well, that was his father.
Yeah, LiAngelo revealed that UCLA made him thank Donald Trump. Come on. The president came to their aid. We all saw it on television. That was right there for everybody to see.
Here's the winner.
And this guy is, this is not good.
The winner of this?
Yes.
UCLA.
Yeah, you're right, because they don't.
They wanted these guys out, and they got them out. They're done. No more LeVar.
They'll be in Lithuania
No more of these jerks. They're in Lithuania, and they're going to get their heads handed to them. And it's not going to be good. And for this guy to lead his sons down that path, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
And there's three sons there, and they're the Ball boys. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
You don't want to get it confused, because that's maybe a term that they use for the guys that get the, it's the Ball family
But they've got their own shoe. And here's the other thing UCLA pointed out.
What was that?
You've got all these kids getting a cut of these basketball shoes. They can't do that and play college basketball.
Yeah, with endorsements, right? Exactly.
You can't get paid to do that.
That's right.
So they're in. LeVar is a moron, and he thinks he's smarter than everybody in the neighborhood. So we'll see what happens. But
LiAngelo said again. He said, "I just made a bad decision. That's all." Asked about the comments, I really didn't say that. I said we were just all stealing. It was everybody in the shop, and we were taking stuff, and it just happened. That's all. Yeah. Well, you've been taking stuff.
I just made a bad decision. That's all. A ball responded when initially asked about the comment.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't really say that. I read it. It says, we were all stealing stuff, and everybody was in there, and everybody was stealing stuff, so we just started stealing stuff.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, let's sign him up for 4 years.
Yeah, sign up a guy,
guy out of here, and take the old man with you. Here's the other thing, honestly.
Yes.
I spent a little bit of time in China, enough to know some Chinese people.
Right.
The government, they don't care who you are.
That's right.
If you steal,
and believe me,
the president of the United States did him a favor.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not, I don't care who he is or if you like him or not.
They should have just left him there.
Well, they should have said, you know what? Why don't you stay here for the next 6 months and figure it out?
Maybe get an endorsement on prison shoes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
How about Mrs. LeVar Ball?
Oh, I think she's pretty quiet.
She's got a skillet ready for a LeVar, buddy.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Hornigan with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and we do get our fan mail in here for you. Emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Send your letters into Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, F-R-E-D is your Fred, @crntalk.com. Here's one for you, Fred, from Adam. He says, "Hi, Fred. I just watched Highway 395, and I loved it. You're a great actor.
Great.
Loved watching you on the Rams, too. How do you like the new Rams coach? Have you made it to any games this season?"
I like the Rams coach. I think he's very innovative, and he seems to have the right leadership qualities. The team's playing wonderfully. They're really responding to him, and I have not been to any of the games, no.
You have not. But now you are very excited here that he was the smart guy here to download your movie, Highway 395, at your website, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I sure greatly appreciate you doing that and pass the word, and especially the holiday season. It's a great gift.
Go to freddreyer.co. freddreyer.co. Michael says, Fred, do you think the Rams will make it to the Super Bowl? If so, against whom?
Well, they're a little young at the quarterback position. I think they're talented enough, but I think they're going to probably run into some veteran defenses. Do I think they'll make it to the Super Bowl? No, but they'll give it a good run.
You don't think they're going to make it into the final?
I don't think so. I think either Pittsburgh or probably New England, I would think.
Yeah, you think that they're going to make it in there? Those are in the same division, aren't they? Pittsburgh and New England. Don't we need somebody from the NFC in there?
Yeah. Central and the East.
Yeah, Central and the East. There you got it. Okay, those two guys. Good. All right, so send your notes to Fred Dreyer, crntalk.com.
back in the Sports Lounge once again for you. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hey, what about this? You talked about the beginning of the show here about the fires that you faced there. And apparently, one NBA player sent a car service to save his cat. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, that's Brook Lopez of the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers, Brook Lopez. Yeah. He arranged for a car service to evacuate his 10-year-old cat, Poopin. That's the name of the cat, P-O-U-P-I-N.
Poopin.
Poopin the cat.
I thought it was Poupon. Like gray Poupon?
I say P-O-U-P-I-N. It's Poopin, wouldn't it be? Little Poopin the cat?
That's an odd name for a cat.
Probably when you go see Brook Lopez, you say, where's your cat, Poopin? And that might be a tough question.
Or just say, where's your cat? And he'll say, you mean Poopin?
Where's your cat? Poopin? He'll say, Poopin? Yeah, I think he is. That's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's okay, I guess.
That's good, though. He sent a limo. That's good.
A car service for my cat. And they found Poopin, and they put him
he was pooping
in the car.
He was pooping on the front lawn, I think.
And they put him inside a carrier.
What's left of the front lawn.
Took him to Fresno. So anyway, this
now
is
he's pooping. He's pooping in Fresno.
Is that why we got this story? Because the cat's name is Poopin.
Why Fresno? Why is he in Fresno?
They took him to Fresno, and they from Bel Air to Fresno. It's about 200 miles.
It's a three-hour trip.
But he got there safely, and he stayed at his mom's house. Apparently, that's where the mom is. So Poopin. The cat is pooping at mom's house.
Poopin's mom?
Yeah. No, yeah, Poopin's. Brooke.
Brooke Lopez's mother lives in Fresno.
And the cat is there pooping.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I got it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad it ended up that way. But anyway, he got pooping.
Well,
he got pooping out just in time. And
I'm sure that the neighbors were out there,
yeah,
to wish him well.
sure it was. I mean, what do you do when you call? Say, you call in, and what are you up to? Oh, Poopin and I are here, something like that. Hey, Lindsay Vaughn has said she got on the wrong foot here, and she might.
Get out of
there. She's suffered another injury. She might not make it to the Olympics, even though she's going to play the Olympics, to not play for our president. She's playing for us, but not for all citizens.
They should send a car service for her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Send her to Fresno?
Drive her to Fresno.
Because apparently Brooke Lopez's mom has taken in people, but she apparently Lindsey Vonn was pooping in the wrong places there, too.
Hey, here's the other thing. I'm looking at this release.
Yes.
If I'm Brooke Lopez, I'm not admitting my cat's name is Poopin.
I wouldn't either. No. But it's spelled P-O-U-P-I-N.
No, I'm looking at it right
here.
Looking,
you see?
Really,
that's Poopin.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's obviously a French name.
Oh, they sent him to Fresno right away to get shots.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
to keep him from pooping. I think that's what it was.
What kind of vodka shots, or what are we doing on there?
Yeah, he got him out just in time.
Yeah, that's good. The Lakers were on a 4-game road trip, so that's why he sent the car. How does the guy get in the house? Were the doors open or something?
I think they burned down, didn't they? Wasn't the house on fire? No.
No, I don't think so. But Poopin, somebody must have let him in so he could
find the cat
pooping.
Okay, I misread it. I thought that they had some fire up there.
When the car service got there, they found the cat pooping.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. What are you going to do?
We got to take a break here.
Do we?
I got to go see my little cat out there, take a pooping break. Pooping the cat. All right, don't forget, follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Don't forget, by the way, the big website there.
Give me your ink pen. I'm going to make a note here.
Yeah, make a note. Would you please?
Send Poopin a gift from Fresno.
It's good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here. Final segment on The Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn, here along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We do have a couple of other notes here from fan mail that came in to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Eva says, Fred, I had the biggest crush on you growing up.
Oh.
You haven't aged a bit and you look better than ever. Do you think there will ever be a Hunter reunion? Let's start a fundraiser to make it happen.
Well, God bless you. I feel good, and I'm above ground, as I tell my friends. So that says a lot. The Hunter's reunion stuff, that's over with.
Talk about it for a while, right?
That ran its course, though. It's gone. Start a fundraiser to make it happen. That would be nice, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Never can tell, though.
Well, no.
It's a lot of people, bad guys, hanging out on roofs that you need to throw off the roof.
Yeah, a lot of people need to be thrown off roofs, believe me.
That's it. Hunter can do that. Simone.
Thank you, though.
Simone says, hey, she starts this out. Hello, handsome. Where did you get your athleticism from? Your mom or dad? Do you have any siblings?
That's a good – I think that's always the question. You know, who do you favor one way or another? I have no idea where that came from. I really don't. I think it may have jumped a generation.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
Because you, you were a great pitcher. People don't know about this in college. You were a strapping right-hander, big, tall guy. You could really. How fast did you throw it? Did they measure?
I have no idea. They didn't have that stuff.
There. Didn't have the jugs up there or the guns at the time. Yeah, they didn't measure it. And then, of course, you went on to that great, legendary football career. So that's good. If you want to email Fred, go ahead and do so at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. All right, some final thoughts from you as we look forward to the next week that's coming up here.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts. We're closing in on Christmas. That's all I know. So let's all keep the Christmas spirit and get out there and shop.
That's good. There's a picture somebody sent you, by the way, of you on Friends, and you were a good looking.
No,
guy
it was
there.
Actually on. Cheers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cheers.
Yeah. All right, so send your, by the way, if you want to send stuff to Fred, he'll make sure and send a self-addressed stamp down below. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Download his movie at FredDreyer.co.
Yes,
see you next week.
Absolutely. See you next week, folks. Thank you.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.